Understand you.
Well, there's another kind of little animal that builds a nest in the ground. It was come out.
Ants.
Well, it's a flies.
Oh, a termite.
A yellow. You ever heard of a yellow jacket?
Yes.
What's that?
Yellow jacket. Yes.
What's that do?
And I don't know too much. I'm not familiar with the yellow jacket, but I know that they're more like the bee, I believe, more like the bee family.
Will they sting?
Yes, my goodness. And it stung my kids when they were little. It was mowing lawn. There was some in a hole, and it jarred, and it came out.
What would you call them?
Yellow jacket.
And now, do they nest only in the ground?
I believe they do.
Well, now, you know, we're talking about mosquitoes.
Mm-hmm.
What do they eat?
Mosquitoes.
Have you ever heard that call anything else?
No.
And now, there's a little kind of insect that burrows down your skin and it sort of raises welts on you. If you're walking in the woods, you might get a
red bug.
Now, what are they?
I don't know, but they're sure bad.
They're pretty uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm. Every time I get bit, I have fever, right? And I almost go to the hospital and things.
Oh, really? They give you a fever?
Mm-hmm.
Do they hurt?
Yes, you'll scratch it. You scratch the skin off of you. And I get them like 100 on me, and I get them. Mm-hmm. It's scratching, then you're just raw everywhere you're raw where you scratch that, and then I'm sick then.
Now, what are the insects? Some are green and some of them are brown, and they hop along in the grass in the summertime.
A grasshopper?
Did you hear ever hear them called anything else?
Some people call them grasshoppers, some call them hoppergrass.
Well, they call them hoppergrass.
I don't know. Different people, you know, call them different. Like, I call them grasshoppers, and my neighbor might call them hoppergrass. So.
So a lot of this called different things.
Right. But both mean the same.
Yeah, well, do you hear it called grasshopper or hoppergrass more?
Grasshopper more.
Well, now, if you went into a room, you know, that hadn't been cleaned in a while, you know, if you were in a house that's sort of abandoned, you might see something stretched across the corner of the room, you know, some filmy-looking thing. What would that be?
A web, cobweb, you see? Cobweb.
And then if you saw one outside, what would it be?
The same thing, yes. They're made from a spider web.
Well, so would it be called a spider web outside? Or?
A cobweb.
Okay, it's the cobweb outside too?
Yeah, I'd call it the same.
So it'd be cobweb both places?
All right.
And do you ever call it a spider web?
Yeah, I call it a spider web all the time, but most of them say it's a cobweb. I don't really know the name. I think it may be cobweb.
But so it doesn't make any difference.
No, it's the same.
And what's the part of the tree that grows down under the ground?
The root.
And so it'd be two of them called the
roots.
And did you ever like get any special kinds of those to use to sell or anything? To use maybe or to sell them?
Tree roots.
No.
Only thing I told you about the ladder, in the fat, the kindling is made from the root of a tree, and it's something, named sassafras. It's a root you make tea of.
Uh-huh. Now, have you ever seen that made? How do you make that?
You just boil it and dig it up and wash it and put it in a pot and boil it. I like the way it tastes.
What's it taste like?
I don't know, it's a strange taste, a funny taste, but it's a refreshing taste.
You make a tea out of it?
Tea out of it. You drink it hot.
Is that the only kind of roots you ever used?
I believe so. I don't remember any other.
Well, now, what would you drink that for, sassafras root?
Just to drink it. They don't have no meaning.
It's not from medicine? Just good.
Just have a good taste to it.
Well, how much root would you use and for how much water?
If it was measured like I use a fourth of a gallon, I say a root for half a gallon of water. It's pretty strong.
So you make it real strong. Now, what kind of tree do you have that you might tap for syrup? You ever seen a tree like that?
Maple tree?
Yeah. And have you ever heard it call anything else?
No, not for syrup.
Well, have you ever heard it called a sugar maple?
That's the same thing. Sugar maple and maple are the same.
Well, now, what's the place where you we have a lot of maples growing?
In an orchard.
Would you call it an orchard?
A grove.
Would that be a difference, eh? Or would you call it?
I think it would say grove.
Instead of
orchard.
And there's another kind of tree that has real broad leaves and that sheds them all at one time. It has a kind of bark that peels off.